News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Copper, grab the microphone. Do you hear me? Let me hear your voice.
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So, yeah, folks, we are having, I mean, I don't know if it's a storm doing this, if it's a Russian hacker doing this. I have no idea. All I know is gremlins are in the system, and we are doing the best we can. But last time we came back during the break, and y'all couldn't hear it, but on this side of the story, it was Phil, where are you? And I'm saying, I'm right here. But it was not working out on the line, on the air. So, but we're there now, Copper. We all good?
You yes, like it? Yes, we're all good. I can stop having heart attacks now.
Okay, deep breath. Okay, yes. All right, Goosefaba. Okay, we're all good. Everybody's happy again. Listen, I'm going to take a deep breath here. I am in number two on the triple dipper. Ukraine, what now, what next? All right, and this is the biggest story, in my opinion, of the decade. There is nothing bigger in terms of its import and in terms of its ability to spill over into more stories. I mean, just right now, I hope you're seeing that two out of the three things that I planned for today's show overlap each other, and they all wind up tying back into Ukraine. Bidenomics is being directly affected also by Ukraine. Now, Bidenomics is Biden's fault. He needs to wear that sucker like a hat. But the fact remains that the war in Ukraine is also bleeding into it and making Bidenomics worse. On top of which, Biden can't pull himself out of his Bidenomics, and therefore the war in Ukraine exacerbates our situation, and we all get to pay for it at the pump, at the grocery store, everywhere. Now, it also plays in because right now, it has become Biden's biggest excuse. Even now, during the break, when I couldn't get my audio to work, I could see on the big screen here in the studio, the president was sitting there on TV using Putin as his excuse. Oh, and he's calling it Putin's gas hike. That's the most disingenuous thing I have ever seen. But right now, this war in Ukraine, it has multiple other, you know, tentacles, if you will, things that we have to watch. Now, just today, I mean, I've got a copy of it here in my hands. I've also got it up on the screen. Just today, President Zelensky told the United Kingdom Parliament, almost in a Churchill-like speech, he said, "We will fight to the end." He says, "We will fight to the end, at sea, in the air. We will continue fighting for our land, whatever the cost. We will fight in the forests, in the fields, on the shores, and in the streets." And he said, he followed up by saying, "I would like to add that we will fight on the banks of different rivers. We are looking for your help, for the help of civilized countries." Well, I told you right before the break, before we had the last audio gaffe, that Poland announced that it is going to be sending MiG-29s. And the way they've staged this is these MiG-29s, which are currently a part of the Polish inventory, are going to be sent to the U.S. Air Force base at Ramstein, Germany. Ramstein is going to, I think, give some servicing, refueling, maybe arming. And my understanding is the plan is Ukrainian pilots will go there and pick them up. Now, I'm not sure how they're going to logistically work all this out. But keep in mind what that also does. You are seeing right now that Putin, who has invaded a friendly non-NATO nation, is now staring at the fact that not only are we supplying things like Stingers and Javelin missiles, but now you've got a NATO nation willing to supply MiG-29 fighter jets, and oh, by the way, through a U.S. Air Force base in Germany. In essence, what you have right there is NATO just stacked up against Russia. Polish jets, U.S. Air Force base in Germany. That's a tripartite slap in the face. So that is not, by any stretch of the imagination, that is not a small thing, and that is not a Polish isolation. That is Poland saying, we're giving you our stuff, even though we recognize that Russia could be on our doorstep by next week. We're giving you our stuff to do what you have to do. And the U.S. is saying, send them through our Air Force base. We'll not only service them here, we'll harbor them here, and we'll receive your pilots to pick them up and let them fly out of here. And then on top of that, you're going to have Poland and Germany. Germany had to acquiesce to this too, I guarantee you. Poland and Germany are going to have to allow those Ukrainian jets freedom in their airspace to fly back to Ukraine, which is going to wind up meaning a low-level flight to stay below the radar so they're not targeted by Russians as they come back in country. This is no small thing, y'all. This is huge. This is huge. General Jack Keane says that Ukraine is looking, this is a story out just 9 minutes ago, Ukraine is looking for air supremacy with the help of Poland's MiG-29 jets. If I can get the audio for that, I might give it to Copper before we leave. But the end result of this is General Jack Keane sees this as a tactical and a strategic effort on the part of the Ukrainians with supply now from NATO nations. On top of all of this, you've got the fact that Zelensky himself literally challenged Putin yesterday. So you know he's been doing these, I mean, isn't it amazing the technology? I mean, back in the day, it was big doings for Winston Churchill to broadcast over the air on a radio, like I'm doing right now. But now you've got literally live feed video Zelensky in the Capitol in a war zone, literally providing his location on the air to Putin. He basically took the camera and he said, I'm right here. I'm on Bankova Street, which apparently is like, you know, Pennsylvania Avenue or number 10 Downing Street for them. Bankova Street is where their presidential offices are. He says, I'm on Bankova Street. I'm not hiding. I'm not afraid of anyone. And he actually took the camera and pointed it out the window so they could see that he was where he was saying he was is where he was. That's basically saying, I'm not even scared to tell you where I am, Mr. Putin. That's pretty bossy right there, I'm going to be honest with you. Now, other things that are happening right now in the war in Ukraine. Most recently, a report came out today that, and I think these are MiG-31s, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on my nomenclature. Forgive me, those of you who might know better and have your aircraft ID down better than I do. But I think these are MiG-31s are a Russian fighter bomber that has... we apparently have seen four of them move into, where was it, Belarus or into the northwestern side of Russia. Nonetheless, they moved them closer. These are known for being not only fighter bombers of some of their most modern of their fleet, they're also nuclear capable. Now, the question became, why did these four or five MiG-31s get moved into position? And has the saber rattling about Russians' nuclear arsenal, has that reached a new crescendo now? Are we seeing something happening that says that Russia would be willing to arm these jets? Now, listen, this is pure speculation, but I was watching a nuclear arms expert postulating on this earlier in front of a big map, and he said, Those are considered to be key indicators. When you're looking at intel gathering, you look for certain things, and there are certain indicators that indicate other things. And one of the things you watch in terms of nuclear options is where certain assets are prepositioned. In this case, these are capable of doing even more than just what we call tactical nukes, which is like a low-yield nuclear weapon. These are capable of bringing something that's bigger than Hiroshima. I'm not saying we're there. I'm saying that that is one of the discussion points that is happening right now, and it gets uglier by the moment. Well, Copper, hey, grab the mic, Copper. So how are we doing right now on time? I know we had all these different technology issues. Do we need to move to a break now in our usual schedule, or should we delay? What are you thinking?
Yeah, let's go to a break.
All right, we're going to do a break, folks. We'll move to this break, and hopefully the last part of the show is going to be clean. By the way, if you want to call in, it's about time, 866-494-9866. You want to call in and talk about things we've talked about today so far, price at the pump, Bidenomics, what's going on in Montgomery, and Ukraine, what now, what next? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, and we have technology again. I love that. We'll be right back. Here we go. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yes, indeed, we are solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, you've been hearing us talk for the last about 3 weeks about the event coming up this Thursday night. Well, this is the last opportunity for you to get a ticket to the event being hosted by the Alabama Policy Institute with me as the keynote speaker this Thursday at Burritt on the Mountain, right here in Huntsville. So if you would like to come celebrate a night of conservatism, just a night where we talk about all the things that we're doing right now to promote conservative values across this state and to just enjoy being together with a bunch of like-minded individuals, well, today is the day we're shutting it all off. So as soon as the show is over, if you have not already gotten your ticket, then I'm going to have to go ahead and tell you, I'm sorry, but we are closed out. We have hit just about max. And they called me today and said, stop advertising. And I said, I'm going one more day. So I'm excited about it. Been sort of working through the aspects of how I'll address things that night. And I can't wait. I mean, I'm looking forward to having just a bunch of my right side ruffians there. I know we are because, like, I'd say a third or maybe up to half of the tickets that have been sold for this event all came through the Right Side Radio website. Here's the bottom line. You want to get a ticket. You got to get a ticket this afternoon, all right? And it's on the website, rightsideradio.org, a little button there where you can click on it, and it tells you how to walk through the process of buying your ticket online. Now, there is a promo code that ends this afternoon. The promo code for Right Side listeners on that website, rightsideradio.org, once you're buying it and you're down to checkout time, you'll have a place where you can enter the promo code RIGHTSIDE, one word, RIGHTSIDE, and when you do, ticket goes to half price. So I would love to have y'all there, would love to have a chance to meet some of the folks whose voices I hear when they call in or emails I get, but I never get a chance to shake your hand. Well, that changes for some of us on Thursday night. I'm looking forward to being there with, you know, upwards of 150, 200 people there at Burritt on the Mountain. Come on out and have a great time. It closes out tonight, all right? So literally when the show's over, so is the ticket sale. Just be aware. All right, so hey, listen, breaking news. I'm looking at a story right now. Let me try and gather this while we're talking together. Here I am. I mean, it's been that kind of day. I told Charlene earlier, I said, this is a breaking news kind of day. I mean, it is some more kind of crazy. So this whole thing about the Polish MiG-29s, story on Newsweek, just went up on the air here. Poland says it is ready to give all of its MiG-29 jets to the U.S. immediately. Now, I'll be honest with you, what I don't know is this their current warfighting inventory, or are these jets that were excess in their inventory? I don't know that for a fact. But I'm looking at the article right now through Newsweek. It says the Polish government is prepared to immediately place all of its MiG-29 fighter jets under the charge of the U.S. Okay, see, so it takes a different flavor now. It's not just, we're transferring them to Ukraine. They're giving them to the U.S. and letting the U.S. broker the deal. That could be an entirely different flavor, especially with a Biden administration. Says the announcement came after the Ukrainian president made a plea this past weekend for more fighter planes to help Ukraine defend from Russia's attacks. It also goes into saying that, you know, Antony Blinken, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, had said the U.S. was actively looking into this possibility. But then here's where it gets kind of thick. All right, this is where it gets weird. The potential move, of course, we knew it would. It doesn't matter. You can say the sky is blue in Ukraine and Russia will issue a warning. All right. Nonetheless, the potential move sparked warnings from Russia, which said that it would consider sending warplanes to Ukraine from neighboring countries in engagement in the military conflict, meaning we see that as an act of war. That's fancy language for saying, don't you do it. I'll consider that to be an act. Anyway, but here's the weird part. It says next in the storyline, but Poland's announcement that it would not provide planes to Ukraine but to the U.S. instead was reportedly not entirely expected. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland said that Poland's offer was not, quote, pre-consulted, according to Reuters. That's interesting. The Polish ministry has said the deployment would be free of charge and requested that other NATO allies that own MiG-29s also take similar action. And it says, quote, at the same time, Poland requests the United States to provide us with used aircraft with corresponding operational capabilities. Poland is ready to immediately establish the conditions of the purchase of the planes. This whole thing is weird. It almost feels like somebody is making statements, but nobody knows what's going on. Good night, nurse. Copper, am I still with you? How are we doing in break time? I see the clock ticking on my end. I want to make sure I haven't lost you again. Are we good?
We're good. Should be going shortly to break.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because when I don't hear stuff, I'm sitting here thinking, oh, Lord, did I lose it again?
Understandable.
Yeah. All right, folks, listen. Technology notwithstanding, we are coming back right after this break to wrap up a technology-plagued show, but nonetheless, we are here for you. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, saving the world, one soundbite at a time. We'll be right back.